This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. That has always been the case. That will always be the case. So don't worry about that. Anyways, today's Tuesday, August the 6th of 2024. Day 219 of the year, and only 147 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA.
Yeah, you know, we do the Canada, the UK, and you know the USA stuff. You know, we kind of hang out and do a multitude of things. And I have to tell you, I've been to several countries that we still seem to broadcast, even though it says, you know, it's kind of limited to where it's at. But now we're kind of a little bit all over the place. It's kind of the way that it is. So anyways, how have you been? How has the last 24 been for you? Because it's always a grandioso time as you and I get to hang out. No doubt about that. So I want to talk today. I want to talk about today, the day, the world of the weird, because it gets weirder as we move forward. The life seems to change and still stay the same all at the same time. So if you've been watching the news cycles for the last 24, you kind of know that things have gotten strange. And the stranger they get, the more the world ticks. Okay, so there you go. Anyways, with that being said, our show is the Rated R Safety Show. That's what you've kind of landed on here. We talk about safety and we talk about the news. We talk about safety in the news. We try to bring those worlds together is the way that it ends up coming about and doing the things that we get to do there. So with that being said, so you can interact with our show. Callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. You go there, video, audio, and text messaging all available for you inside of the multitude of things that we get to do over there. So there you go. Some stuff to do, some stuff to hang out with, and some stuff to think about. So with that being said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do today? Well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got the news to talk about. We have some professional broadcasters that are waiting. We got some updates on our event that are coming up. So, I mean, it's right around the corner. I mean, it's a little over a month at this particular point. So it's going to get exciting today. as what's going on. And then what are we today? I think we're 990 today. Yeah, 990. So that means that we're about 10 episodes away from 1,000. So, I mean, it's a cluster of stuff that is going on. But with that being said, I think we need to start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight, because that gets us all excited. So let's go ahead and do that.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, the PR war between Delta and CrowdStrike, we will start talking about it as it intensifies and fugitives return for justice. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Also, Zac Efron updates fans about his hospitalization, and Bennifer is feeling frosty. We'll talk about that. And also, Deadpool and Wolverine will soon surpass the $1 billion mark at the global box office. So there you go. And then, let's see, the Wallaces keep it simple and at home. And we'll talk about that as things are going on. So there you go. Stuff going on all over the place. As we are talking today, as we are talking this morning, and doing our thingo. So with that being said, I got the pros waiting. I got the pros waiting, and they want to talk to you. And they want to tell you what's going on. And they want to tell you everything that's happening. And they want to talk about the world of the news. And you're going to get the five-minute update, because that's what they give you, the five-minute update. So we'll do that right now, and we'll get it all moving for you. So here you go.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Bangladesh has seen more violence a day after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country. Reports suggest she may be in a safe house in Delhi and may be expecting to travel to London, though there's been no confirmation. Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
The Bangladesh military has now ended the curfew in the country. Still, reports say some instances of violence and arson have occurred after Sheikh Hasina left the country. Officials are urging citizens to maintain calm and not turn on each other amid political instability. The military chief is scheduled to meet student protesters on Tuesday as work to set up an interim government progresses. Student bodies say Nobel Award-winning banker Muhammad Yunus might play a key role in the new administration. This comes after weeks of protests against quotas in government jobs, but quickly swelled, leading to Hasina's resignation on Monday. She is now reportedly seeking asylum in the United Kingdom, though it's unclear if she will be granted that request.
US President Joe Biden's held talks with his national security team as fears grow of an Iranian attack on Israel. Tehran is thought to be close to a retaliatory attack after the assassination of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh, for which Iran blames Israel. G7 leaders have issued a call for de-escalation. Police officers have had bricks and fireworks aimed at them in fresh violence in the English city of Plymouth. Police made a series of arrests and several officers were injured. There were also clashes in Belfast and Birmingham. Superintendent Russell Dawe spoke after the clashes in Plymouth.
Our approach to this operation was to enable peaceful protests, but people who are intent on committing public order and criminal offences have and will be dealt with robustly. This is a style of policing that we've delivered and what our communities expect. Sadly, a number of individuals have seen fit to cause disorder this evening. This type of behaviour is unacceptable within our communities, and our officers are fully trained to manage and de-escalate disorder.
US Democratic candidate Kamala Harris is expected to announce her vice presidential pick on Tuesday ahead of the pair's first campaign rally in Philadelphia. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Well, we thought Monday was going to be the day when Vice President Kamala Harris announced her vice presidential pick. However, that was not the case, that announcement being pushed back to Tuesday. It's not clear still what form that announcement will take. Remember, when Joe Biden announced his vice president, Kamala Harris, back in 2000, he did it in an email that was quickly followed up by a video. And the thinking is that we could see something similar, an email to supporters, a video put on various social media platforms. Now, it seems as if her cast of about six or seven candidates has now been whittled down to just two: Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Tim Walz, the Minnesota governor.
From Bureau's Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, has Kamala Harris poleaxed Donald Trump? The US Vice President's sudden elevation to the position of the Democrats' presidential nominee appears at least to have unsettled her Republican rival. It has taken days for him to pivot away from attacking Joe Biden, and he's still not entirely produced a cogent critique of the Vice President, last week raising questions about her race, where his strategists are urging him to focus on her record. She is now slightly ahead of Trump in national polls, and the two of them are splitting the battleground states, where Trump just a few weeks ago enjoyed a clear lead. Anthony Scaramucci is Trump's former White House Director of Communications.
It's a narrow election. The money's going towards her. She outraised him in July over 2-1. If she selects the right vice presidential candidate, she stays on message. She builds a coalition that's very similar to Barack Obama's. And, you know, what's interesting about Trump, he wants to talk about her race, and he's trying to tag her with identity politics, and he's blowing racist dog whistles, where he would have been much better guided towards, hey, she's very, very liberal. She's too liberal for the United States. She's too left for the country.
Karl Rove, the architect of George W. Bush's election victory, said over the weekend he believes Harris will retain a lead over Trump through this month's Democratic Party convention and all the way into September. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Bangladesh has seen more violence a day after the Prime Minister resigned and fled the country. US President Joe Biden's held talks with his national security team as fears grow of an Iranian attack on Israel. Police officers have had bricks and fireworks aimed at them in fresh violence in the English city of Plymouth. And US Democratic candidate Kamala Harris is expected to announce her vice presidential pick later. That's the latest feature story news, Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out. The one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks, though. With the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef prepared, dietitian approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs. Dietitian approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factormeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factormeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Okay, some self-implosion, no doubt about that, as we are talking and hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Currently, yes, currently, let's see, 17 minutes past? I think that's what it's working out to. So there you go. 17 minutes past the top of the hour. So let's get into it, because there seems to be a lot of information. So let's get into the top of the shit list, and let's start off with some CrowdStrike stuff, because that's going to be important. CrowdStrike said fired shots against Delta and the public relations war ahead of the airline expected a lawsuit against the IT company following a massive, yes, and I did say massive, outage back in July. Last week, Delta CEO said the airline lost about $500 million from the outage and form of refunds to flyers and paying their accommodations as they waited for rebooked flights. CrowdStrike now says the representatives have sent letters that say, in part of the highly disappointed by Delta's suggestion that CrowdStrike acted inappropriately and strongly rejects the allegations, and it was grossly negligent of committed misconduct. Yeah, that's what I said. It also notes that the terms of the agreement limit CrowdStrike's liability to a single-digit millions. The letter also accuses Delta chief brushing off a personal offer of CrowdStrike CEO to send staff on site to help get their system back up and running. This is according to Reuters. So there you go. I don't know. It's like I look at this stuff and I go, I listen to what's going on. And I go, you know, when you're having a public relations nightmare, it's not about offsetting what happened. So let me kind of tell you something as an end user here. If you're Delta, I don't give a shit if you're using CrowdStrike. I don't give a shit who the hell you're buying your plane from. I don't give a shit about plenty of things. When I bought the ticket, I didn't say, I'm buying a ticket because you use CrowdStrike. I'm not buying the ticket because you use Microsoft. I didn't buy the ticket because you use X Plane in regards of what's going on. You bought this from this seat manufacturer. This is your seatbelt manufacturer. This is the toilet that's on the plane. No, I bought the damn ticket because you're Delta. And that's what people have to look at. This is what people have to go about and go, oh, yes, this makes the most logical sense in regards of what's going on. So, to me, when I bought the stuff, it was from Delta, not from anything else. So, just kind of, you know, look at it and go, oh, yeah, that's probably what my consumer is thinking about, not anything else. But everybody's like always, oh, we need to pass it off to someone else. Because this is what we do. It doesn't make any sense to do that. What makes the most logical sense is to say, okay, we screwed up. Let's fix the problem. Yes, we did have some internal issues on what's going on, but it's just like, I just never get it. Stop passing the buck.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
So were you paying close attention yesterday? Some close attention to some technology stuff. If you didn't, you might want to take a listen to this. And you might want to take a close listen to it. A federal judge issued a groundbreaking ruling on Monday asserting that Google, yes, I did say Google, is an illegal monopoly. By violating antitrust laws, the judge says the company abuses its power in the marketplace and forces web users to use their search engine and advertising platform. The ruling does not include remedy, which could include forced breakup of its enormous web entities and companies. In the statement, the head of Google Global Affairs said that the appeal of the ruling remains focused on making the product that people find helpful and that you, for easy to use. And this is all coming off of ABC News, which makes it even more interesting as we are talking about this because, hey, let's not lie here. ABC News is owned by Disney. So it becomes interesting as you start taking a listen to some of this stuff. Because what are you going to do? I don't know. But it becomes, you know, one of those weird world things where you go, okay, there are some strange things ahead that are taking place. So how do you look at these? Because you have to look at how Microsoft was many, many, many moons ago, where people were like, this is an unfair monopoly in regards of what's going on. So there's no way that it can remain in regards of what's happening there. So I don't know. There's just some weird things going on here that we'll probably need to take a look at. So let's see if I can find some more info here in regards to this. Hold on real quick. So, I mean, there's some new stuff about this. I'm trying to flip through it. But they did reference, and I'm trying to figure out where I found this because I found this yesterday as I was playing around. Let's see. There was a reference piece about the Sherman Act, and that's the big portion here. If you're hanging out with me on the screen, the D.C. District Judge declared that Google violated Section 2 of the Sherman Act, finding the company illegal and secured its dominance in search of the market by paying billions of dollars to smartphone carriers like Apple to make Google the automatic search engine on their phones. So that portion, I don't think it's been quoted inside of any kind of suit. Ever since, let's see, I'm trying to think about dates here. I think we have to go back to like 2001 when Microsoft was being saying that they were, you know, essentially a monopoly as well. So you get the Sherman Act is going to be the big portion to take a look at as we are having these discussions going forward. So we're going to have to see over the next few weeks what exactly happens, because that's going to be an important aspect to the whole thing. Take a listen to this. NYPD cops arrested an Uber passenger after she was caught on a dash cam footage pepper spraying a driver. Yeah, you heard me correctly there. She pepper sprayed the driver out of all things. It got weird. It got weird quick. So with that being said, let me tell you some more. The 23-year-old corporate Jen Gilbert has been charged with assault. The footage of the posted online shows no obvious reason why she attacked the driver. A second woman in the back seat appears to watch in horror even after the driver tried to get out of the vehicle. Jen held onto his arm and continued spraying him. The rep for Uber says that Jen has been banned from the platform and the company will support the police investigation. Well, I would hope so. I mean, because it got weird. It got weird quick because it didn't make any sense. And I mean, not that anybody should ever be pepper sprayed, period, but it got weird on what the hell was going on because it just happens out of the blue. Like the lady all of a sudden starts pepper spraying him and it didn't make any sense whatsoever. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I could understand to some extent if something was going on, but there was nothing going on. It was just like, hey, you're getting pepper sprayed out of the blue. And yeah, it got strange. I mean, I have some video. I definitely have some video because I always have video of everything that is going on. So let's pull this up here. Take a listen. Let's unmute here.
An Uber driver pepper sprayed by a female passenger for no apparent reason. The video shows the woman lunging forward.
Well, hold on. I lost the whole video here for a second. That got strange quick. Let's take a look at what happened here on why I lost this. Let me skedaddle daddle here in regards of what's going on. Oh, okay, let me see if I can get this back over here. Ta-da. Yeah, let's move that back. Let's try this again. Hold on.
An Uber driver pepper sprayed by a female passenger for no apparent reason. The video shows the woman lunging forward from the back seat, reaching around, as you can see there, and spraying the man.
But, like, she just randomly grabs him and starts spraying him for, like, no apparent reason whatsoever. Let's continue.
In the face, the driver provided this video to us. Now, this incident happened Wednesday on the Upper East Side. Police have since arrested a 23-year-old woman and charged her with assault. There was a second woman in the backseat who you can see there appears horrified by the attack. She is not facing any charges.
Yeah, like she has like no clue what's going on. She's like, Jen, what are you doing? What are you doing? I mean, I would probably be asking the exact same question, even though I have no idea who Jen is besides the lady from the video. But I mean, look at that. And you go, what the hell's going on? All of a sudden you just randomly start pepper spraying it. I mean, who knows how much longer that video is, but man,
who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
I mean, what a weird world sometimes. So there you go. Anyways, in a tragic iron twist, a man on the lamb before on the lamb for the murder for the last two decades has been found in Mexico. Yeah, working as a cop, Antonio El Diablo Riano. Yeah. Has been one of the most wanted men in Butler County, Ohio, for nearly 20 years. In 2005, he was featured on the America's Most Wanted TV series for the connection of the shooting of 2005 that killed 25-year-old man. Riano is now a 72-year-old man, and he has was last spotted driving a van on a security footage during the shooting. In 2006, American investigators were able to track down Riano's mother's home in Mexico, but he was not found. The investigators never gave up and finally tracked him down with the assistance of local police in Mexico. No word yet on how exactly they're going to do with him at this time. Riano's first court appearance was yesterday. This is according to Fox News. I mean, you're really trying to hunt somebody down if you're going after this for 19 years. I'm just saying, some stuff there to think about. I look at it and go, that's a commitment there. 19 years in regards of trying to pull some of this information up. I look at it and go, how committed are you to the on getting justice? You know, I mean, it's an interesting one, to say the least. It's a 4-minute video clip, so we're not going to go through that whole thing. But man, the dude was found, and things got interesting. No doubt about that. So there you go. Let's talk about some other news. John Stewart, yeah, you remember he retired. Well, he's come back now and was doing one day a week at The Daily Show, I believe it is. One day. Well, come to find out that he has COVID. No word on the severity of the symptom. Daily Show correspondent Michael Costa will take over hosting for that. So, to cover during his interim time of COVID. Now, I have to tell you, it looks like more and more that COVID is making the rounds again. And I know that I'm not supposed to talk about this stuff if I'm on social media, because they want to shut down the wording, but I'm going to talk about it for a brief moment. I've coming across more and more people that are saying that they're getting it as of late, and we'll call it a new variant just for the purpose of this conversation. But it looks like what's taking place is that it's being treated more like the common cold now than what it was in the past. I mean, you kind of remember the 4 years that we lost there. But it looks like that from that particular standpoint, that they're not even telling you to isolate anymore. Now is just kind of be among the world and take care of yourself. So it gets interesting. It's much different than what it once was. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff. The Dow lost about 1,000 points yesterday, 1,033 points to be exact, to close at 38,703 on Monday. The S&P lost about 160 points to close at 5,186, and the NASDAQ lost about 576 points to close at 16,200. West Texas Intermediate closed at $73 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $77 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.47 on Monday, and Bitcoin tanked, trading just around 54,500. And there was more than 5,850 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday. And you ready for this? I hope you're sitting. 1,730 flights. I knew of a lot of people yesterday that said, peace out, bitches. And I decided that I'm going to drive my car opposed to actually waiting for my flight, because it looks like we're never getting out of here, especially if you're going southeast. Just a little info there. Anyways, tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $374 million jackpot, or $183.9 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it's a great opportunity to do so. Also, in some other news, we talked about these two things at the very top. So let's talk about this. Zac Efron is just fine after reports that he was hospitalized following an unspecified swimming incident. Taking to Instagram, Efron shared a photo of himself with his back on an exercise ball, lifting dumbbells, and he captioned, "Happy and healthy. Thanks for the well wishes." Still no details on what exactly happened in the pool. This is according to Entertainment Tonight. Also, some other things. Better for update, TMZ reports the relation are frosty between Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Sources told a publication that the two are no longer speaking. That has allegedly slowed down the divorce process. There is a prenup in place that only assets the two share in the Beverly Hills mansion that is currently on the market. Also, Jen and Ben have not hired lawyers, as they are interested in leaning on their respective business managers to handle things. This is according to TMZ. So there you go. Some useless knowledge for you as we are hanging and banging here on today's lovely edition. So here you go, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So you think that we should probably do that thing that we do around this time, because if we didn't, then we would be doing something else. So then it wouldn't be the thing that we do around this time. It would be doing the something else that we do around this time. Yeah, it gets confusing sometimes.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so main story time. A lot of stuff going on. If you are hanging out and doing the thing today, what's today? The 6th. So if you are aware, I will talk about this because I think you should be aware and you should know the stuff that's going on. But it seems to be that throughout the year, depending on, you know, what you're located, what's going on, there are a lot of conferences that are take place. There's a lot of events that happen throughout the year. And I look at it always that it's great to talk about, but is there value added when you go to a conference? Is there value added when you go to a workshop? Is there value added in regards of what you do moving forward? And let me explain why I say these things. When you go to the mall, yeah, you know, shopping plaza, stores that are covered, you know, that kind of stuff. Are you excited about going to the mall? You're probably excited if you're going to go pick one thing up, maybe two things up. You're spicing up some things. You're picking this up clothes wise, picking that up, maybe a pair of shoes, and you're trying to change some level of appearance here. But when you do this, does it have major impacts besides on looks? Probably not. And here's the reason I'm bringing some of this information up, and you're going, why are you comparing this to conferences? Because a lot of conferences as of late seem to be more focused on appearance opposed to what is going on. And I look at it as, listen, I hate going to workshops where it's kind of like a two-dayer or a three-dayer or a one-dayer where all of a sudden you get a certificate of completion and all of a sudden people become experts on whatever the hell they think that they're experts on now. I think it's a hard pill. It's a hard pill to believe because, listen, if you went into anything in life and you got a piece of paper, a document that said that you are a professional in X by attending a 2 to 3 day class, there's probably a problem here. And I will tell you, I used to be intertwined with an organization that sold these documentations in regards of you wouldn't buy them. You would attend courses, you would get CEUs, and all of a sudden you became subject matter expert in X, even though all you were doing was general knowledge, not actual practice. I had a hard time with that. And then you had to do the renewal portion every year of their cycling event. Okay, year or 2 years, depending on how it was set up. And that's how you became the professional. And then I had another organization that I interacted with that I remember getting documentation from one company. And then if I paid this other company, it upped that documentation as long as I continued to be a member, which I think the membership was $200-$300 a year, blah, blah, blah. It gave me a higher priority in regards to that. And we never did any level of renewal besides the renewing of the membership, but there was no new knowledge ever shared. So I look at a lot of these things and I go, are a lot of these conferences becoming like malls? Are a lot of these conferences just becoming a portion where people are able to sell to you, where you can get the appearance difference and it doesn't really change on how you're doing some of the levels of the things that are going on inside of your organization? Now, bear with me for a moment as I talk a little bit here about some of this. As I go through the whole process and we generally take a look, what are you looking for when you're trying to do the change within your organization? Is the change mostly related to core, or are you trying to change the general appearance? And that's where I struggle. I don't know where you struggle. I don't know if you struggle at all. It's just a reference piece. It's just a piece of a reference that says, okay, this is where some of the problems lie inside of our organization and how to change them. Listen, I understand that people want to change their appearance. I understand that people want to take a look at stuff and go, it needs to look different, feel different, and so on. But at the end of the day, what are you gaining by going to these things? What are you gaining by being a general practitioner and going in and trying to change the organization if it's just kind of an appearance change? It's not an overall change. What I would say is that if you're ever looking at changing on how your organization looks, feels, and manages and does things, cultural changes are the way to look at it. Cultural changes are the way that we look at some of this stuff and go, okay, this is where the world changes entirely for me. That's stuff to think about. Anyways, that's it. What do you think? I mean, I know some people are not going to love it, but I think that you should think about these things. The next time that you're committing anywhere for a training that you have to go to, fly to, and so on, maybe this is some heavy consideration before you say, yeah, it makes some tickets. Let's buy some tickets in regards of doing this. It gets weird out there.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Okay, here we go. 44 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out doing our gig. Yeah, this right here, What Tomorrow Brings. This is by Staircases. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, just for reference purposes. So there you go. And I definitely, for some reason, been under the impression that this is not the song I meant to play. I'm not big in here. We're already committed. Because I don't do instruments. I don't do instrumentals. Yeah, I'm 100% sure that this is not the song I meant to play, but hey, it happens. So there you go. So let's get into the move and the groove of everything that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is what we do around here. We talk a little bit about everything. Anyways, thanks to Staircases for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. Let me tell you about my friends at Torite Love Under Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And Torite Love Under Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. So there you go. Once you get there, go to the section that says Find Help. Normally on the far right-hand side, click on it. Once you get there, it's going to show you all kinds of info. It'll show you info related to addiction, suicide, depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorder, grief support, and self-injury. That will give you just kind of some different qualifiers that they have for different information that's available. Also, there is a section for helplines that are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anything from the crisis text line at 741-741, the crisis text line in the UK. Now, that first one that I told you, the 741-741, is for North America, meaning Canada and the U.S., the text line for the UK is 85258. The crisis text line for Ireland is 50808. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 988. You can call or text that one. And Trans Lifeline is 877-565-8860. And the Trevor Project, yeah, 866-488-7386. So like I said, all kinds of info readily available for you. All you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com to find out more information. Okay, so let's talk about this, because I think it might be interesting to some, maybe not interesting to all, but interesting to some, as we're going to talk about the following. Do you have a hard time sleeping? Generally, when someone talks about how did you sleep last night, they are referring to the quality of your rest, not the sleeping position. But it turns out that one of the sleeping positions that will not only provide you better quality of rest, it actually also is better for your overall health. According to experts at Sleep Foundation, sleeping on your side has multiple benefits, including relieving stress of your spine, less back pain. It also can reduce heartburn and snoring. It allows pregnant women to sleep more comfortably. Footnote, if you're struggling with back pain, you should be sleeping on your side with a pillow or a blanket between your knees. And one more thing, yes, it does best work if you're on the side, on which side does like the side matter? Well, kind of. So let me explain this. According to Dr. Karanga Rajad, the left side is better. In a TikTok video, the doctor says that sleeping on your left side, especially if you're experiencing acid reflux, heartburn, is a better choice. I sleep on my left side. Well, I start there, and that's, if from there, it's anybody's guess. I'm a side sleeper. I sleep aside my wife, two cats, a dog, a toddler, and beginning around 5 a.m. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. What do you think about this whole thing? Are you a side sleeper? I used to be a stomach sleeper for a long period of time. I couldn't sleep if I wasn't sleeping on my stomach. And then it got weird because I felt like my back hurt all the time. So I don't know. It gets strange sometimes when it's all set. So is it important? No. But I mean, I guess if you have some kind of back issues, it might help you. So just some things to think about as we are talking. Take a listen to this real quick. Easy, guys. It's LinkedIn, not Tinder. A new study suggests that many romantic hopefuls are turning to online job networking sites, attempting to at making, more personal connections, if you get what I'm saying there. A survey says that conducted by Passport Photo Online among women who log on to LinkedIn at least once per week, 91% said that they have been receiving end of romantic advances on the professional site. And on some ways, it makes sense. LinkedIn provides what would be daters with a look of the personal interest and perhaps in a more honest way than a person dating profile would. But of course, since it's not a site intended for use of that, many users, 74% actually, admitted that dialing it back their activities on LinkedIn due to receiving inappropriate messages. And among women who have received at least one romantic LinkedIn message, about 43% said they have clapped back, letting the person or the suitor know that they've crossed the line. So it isn't that the place to get to find your work wife? I mean, I'm just saying. Some people will say that. And to me, LinkedIn seems to be like a reverse dating site for IT nerds, which is not a bad thing. They get lots of messages from girls and ignore most of them. So there you go. I look at a lot of this stuff in a weird way. I've received some very strange messages on LinkedIn. And I'm talking about like strange. Like people all of a sudden, hey, let's start dating. And it's like, what? I don't even know who the hell you are. And, it's not that I would want to date anybody else. I'm perfectly happy where I'm at right now. And I look at it from the standpoint and I go, it gets strange that this is how you want to start a message with someone. But I guess things can get strange relatively quick. You know what's not strange? I'm going to tell you what's not strange. Talking to John Smalls. That doesn't get strange. So why don't we do this? Why don't we bring some John Smalls in and let him tell us about the motivation minutes just to see if we get motivated outside of a LinkedIn Tinder. You know what I'm saying? Let's do that right now.
Minute brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The motivation minute. Today's quote was submitted by Addie. Winston Churchill said, "Courage is the first of human qualities because it is the quality which guarantees all others." What an excellent quote. Churchill was full of great quotes and most of the time half full of great booze. But think about that quote. Courage is the first of all human qualities because it's the quality which guarantees all others. Without courage, we really wouldn't have much else. Sometimes we lack courage and it costs us dearly. Other times we rise up and overcome the many obstacles that get in our way. And we fight and eventually we win because we were courageous enough to try. Be courageous today. Don't back down. Stand up for what you believe in. The Motivation Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. David could never have imagined himself capable of adultery and murder. Not in his wildest imaginings. Then he seduced Bathsheba and arranged for her husband's death, setting in motion a series of tragic events that would haunt him for the rest of his life. So how could David, a man after God's own heart, do such a thing? Maybe a more important question is, how can we make sure we don't fall prey to something similar? 1 Corinthians 10 says, don't be so naive and self-confident. You're not exempt. Lord Jesus, guard our hearts lest we succumb to temptation and do something we will regret the rest of our lives. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Bangladesh has seen more violence a day after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country. US President Joe Biden's held talks with his national security team amid fears of an Iranian attack on Israel. Police officers have had bricks and fireworks aimed at them in fresh violence in the English city of Plymouth. And US Democratic candidate Kamala Harris is expected to announce her vice presidential running mate pick on Tuesday.
Always replicated, but never duplicated. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date, because that seems to be important. So if I take a look around, let's see. Back in 2020, the University of Washington study predicts 300,000 deaths from COVID-19 by December 1st in the U.S. Researchers also predict 70,000 lives could be saved if it makes them consistently and correctly warned, if masks are consistently and correctly worn. A debate of the accuracy would be ongoing topic for years to come. That happened back in 2020. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Sydney Colson turns 35. Robin Van Pierce turns 41. Leslie Odom turns 43. Jennifer Lyons turns 47. Verma Famiga turns 51. Mike Bales turns 53. M. Night Shyamalan turns 54. David Robinson, 59. Michelle Yeoh turns 62. Catherine Hicks, 73. And Dorian Harewood turns 74 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's National Wiggle Your Toes Day, National Night Out Day, International Scuba Day, Balloons to Heaven Day, Farm Workers Appreciation Day, National Root Beer Float Day, Cycle to Work Day, and National Fresh Breath Day. So there you go. Some stuff to do, some stuff to talk about, some stuff to consider, considerable in regards of what's going on, no doubt about that. Anyways, just before I forget, some information for you. Conklin Conference taking place September the 10th through the 12th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Would love to see you there. If you would like to come out, hang out with Todd Conklin, Bob Edwards, Andrea Baker, Jen Long, just to name a few. In regards to some of the stuff that's going on, we're going to talk about the world of human and organizational performance over those 3 days. You know, taking some deep dives on some things that you can learn and do. SafetyFM.io for more information if you're curious. SafetyFM.io for more information on what is going on. No doubt about that. It's going to be a grand time, no doubt. Who doesn't want to be in Santa Fe in September? I'm sure the weather will be beautiful. Anyways, let's talk about this real quick. If you do need a random joke for today, try this. You don't pay taxes, they take taxes. Just saying. If you need something for a phone starter, try this. What is the most important life lesson you've learned? I think go back to the random joke. Oh, there you go. If you need something for the water cooler, try this. Question. 75% of women say they like the way this looks, but hate the way it feels. What is it? Stubble. That will do the trick for you. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me as we will talk about the world of music and entertainment and listen to some great music all together. If you stay on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting, because that's what he does there. So there you go. So some information and some things to think about if you are giving some serious consideration to some things. So there you go. So with that being said, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Fear is the thief of dreams. Fear is the thief of dreams. Keep that in mind. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.